What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, November 30th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Cade Cunningham, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, Tyus Jones, and James Harden on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we have $5,400 Sadiq Bey. He is just small forward eligible, projected for 31. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. I've got Bey at about 0.9 fantasy points per minute because I just simply think that he's going to shoot better than he has so far this season. 34 minutes, 21% usage, 16 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists, and a steal. Slight pace down spot against Portland, but Portland is on the back-to-back. Maybe that'll help out a little bit here. Either way, Sadiq Bey, for these minutes at this price tag, just looks good on a 5-game slate. At number 4, I'm going to Precious Achiuwa. He is power forward center eligible, 5,200, projected for 31. The goal is 37, and he is in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. Achiuwa's just been playing bigger minutes with some of these guys out. I've got him in for 31 in this matchup, and I don't even think it's crazy for him to play slightly more. He's a fantasy point per minute guy, 18% usage, 12 points, 11 boards, so double-double right out of the gate. You know, plus basically a steal, plus basically a block, 2 assists. It's a pace-up spot as well against Memphis. Toronto gains 1.5 possessions over their average here, so that is even helpful. I'm going to like a lot of Raptors today. I certainly like Precious Achiuwa. In at number 3 is my preferred pay-up option. That would be Anthony Davis. He is power forward center eligible, 10,300, projected for 52. The goal is 59. He's in the optimal lineup 32% of the time. People hate on AD a lot. He's been the best per minute guy on the Lakers, and it's not really close. He's a 1.4 fantasy point per minute guy this season. That's where I've got him here for today, 36 minutes. When he's out there, he's playing really well from a fantasy perspective, and he's still not even shooting all that well. 28% usage, 26.5 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 3.5 stocks, pace-up spot against Sacramento. Not even just a pace-up spot, just a fast game in general because the Lakers are fast too. This matchup is fantastic for Anthony Davis. They don't really have anybody that's perfectly set up to slow him down. I love getting to AD. The fact that you can go to power forward and center makes it even easier. Next up at number 2, I want to go to Pascal Siakam. I told you, I really like the Raptors today. And guess what? We're still not done with him. Power forward only, but just 7,500, projected for 40. The goal is 47, optimal lineup 32% of the time. We know there's no OG Anunoby. It's possible there's no Gary Trent, but for right now, I've got him in. 36 minutes for Siakam, 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 20 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, 2 stocks. That same pace-up matchup that we saw for Precious Achiuwa against Memphis, that looks good here. What's not to like? I mean, you would like Pascal Siakam to have an MPE and be able to be in at center, or I guess potentially small forward, but either direction is fine. Just power forward is still okay, though. 7,500. Would you really be surprised if Pascal Siakam scored 47 fantasy points? I know I wouldn't. I think he does it a quarter of the time. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to my sims as we get closer to lock. Please let me know in the comments section who's your favorite and least favorite of my contenders. And finally, one last time, go check out Prize Picks and use the promo code AwesomeO so that you can get up to $100 on your first deposit. And finally, in at number 1, that would be Scotty Barnes. I told you I like Toronto. Small forward, power forward eligible, 6,700, projected for 38. The goal is just 43.5. I've got him in the optimal lineup 39% of the time. I got Barnes playing 36 minutes, just over a fantasy point per minute in this spot, 20% usage, 17-10, so just projected for the double-double. A couple assists, 2 stocks, and as I've mentioned before against Memphis, pace-up spot for Barnes, for Siakam, for Achiuwa, for Fred VanVleet, who's in the number 9 spot. I like Toronto more than I like any other team on this slate. The minutes for their starters are massive. The matchup for today is fantastic. Can you roster them all in one lineup? You probably don't want to, but I love mixing and matching because I think Toronto's in the best spot, and I think Scotty Barnes is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, November 30th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.